Yo, what it do, what it is, what is everybody working with? You know what it do. You know what it is. We are back in the building. Season 3, episode 1, episode numero uno. Guys, I'm out here talking Spanish. I'm out here talking different languages, baby. It's season 3, baby. Let's go, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, guys, I am your main man. Guys, I'm Tyler Power. So too sweet to be sour. Guys, you know me, it's sugar spice. Yeah, I'm everything nicest, guys. Guys, I'm your main man, D-Nice84, guys, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn Stand Up NYC in the building. Oh my child, let's go, let's go, guys. And always, guys, the main man, guys, the main man that put everything together, guys. He does the recording, he tells me stuff to do, the YouTube channel, guys. He uses the bathroom every 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. We out here running late, ladies and gentlemen. He is the best mixologist on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, shout out to Will, shout out to the UK. In the building, guys, the man that put me where I am at today, pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Danny C Show.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Season 3.
It's can you believe 3 years? 3 years.
Yeah, I'm going to be 40 this year. I can believe it. I can feel it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've literally just had my birthday 2 days ago, turned 38.
Clap it up, baby.
Let's go, baby. I didn't have a birthday. I leveled up. Woo!
Wow. Yeah, that's what you say when you get old. My man said he leveled up. Man got himself a brand new S24 Ultra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're clean out here in the streets, looking like a TV. You know what I mean? Out here looking crazy. Life has been interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, we've had issues in 2024 already. It's like, all right, okay, if this is how this is going to be again. But no, we're good. We're okay. We made it, ladies and gentlemen. We have made it. Yes. We have made it.
How was Christmas? How was your Christmas and New Year's?
Christmas and New Year's were terrible. I had a bacterial infection.
I remember.
Right on my butt cheek. So sitting down was hell. Yes. I just wanted to go away. It finally did go away. I'm all healed up. Antibiotics was good. New Year's came in pretty good. Yeah. This past week, ladies and gentlemen, the Nicest 84 was out here. He was out here, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to take down the people's favorite podcaster. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Hey, guys, they're trying to take me out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, the streets are trying to take D-1984 away from the D&D show. Ladies and gentlemen, no! I can't let Danny's D-show have all the shine. No. I'm out here fighting for my life. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So real quick, guys, this is a very personal podcast, guys. You know, we like to talk about everything. We want to let you guys in on our life, good and bad.
Yeah.
Keep it fair. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, guys, D-1984 is one of his jobs. Well, the job before streaming is a Uber driver, Uber Lyft driver. So, guys, I was doing my thing. Long story short, guys, the young lady didn't like the price of the ride. So, you know how they be doing. They be out here scamming. Okay. So, instead of saying, oh, he was driving reckless, blah, 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 you know, give me something I can fight because, you know. So the young lady made sure I couldn't fight it. She got her money back. And the way she got her money back, ladies and gentlemen, she said D-1984 was, she accused me of sexual assault, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa.
Accused me of sexual assault. Of course, guys, D-1984 didn't do anything. No police report, no nothing. And then the very next day, ladies and gentlemen, the young lady withdrew her allegations to Lyft. Shout out to Lyft. And of course, guys, That was a week ago from this recording. That was last week. Yeah. I said, let me give it a week. Let me let it breathe. We're good. Get in contact with Lyft. We're still keeping you deactivated. I'm like, but it's not fair. So I said, all right, guys, it's time to go legal, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go legal. So, ladies and gentlemen, D1984 is about to be Rich 1984. You know what I mean? We are here about to get some lawsuit going. Because, ladies and gentlemen, guys, if I was that kind of guy, ladies and gentlemen, it's sexual, so I would not be sitting here doing the damn podcast. No. There's no way.
Absolutely.
I would have been locked up somewhere. Okay? Yeah. I'm over here sitting home eating ice cream. But, ladies and gentlemen, best thing that ever happened to me was this, because I'm able to experience doing two streams a day.
Yeah,
I'm having a good time. It's full-time streaming. It's so fun. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever your dream is, go after your dream and just know that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. Everything happens. I mean, the bacterial infection, that did not happen for a reason. I don't know what that was. All right? If that was a lesson, I don't want that. And on top of that, guys, so but besides all the assault stuff, guys, as you know, guys, I'm here, I'm a free man. The allegations are completely false. Guys, I found out last week that I'm about to be 40. The weather gets bad in New York.
Yeah.
The ice. No. I had on sneakers. I had on my Nikes, my Air Maxes, my everyday sneakers. I was walking to my car from the supermarket, coming out, getting groceries. This was before everything happened. Matter of fact, this was the day of. As a matter of fact, the ride or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm walking to my car, and I think I walked on a stretch of ice, and I don't know what happened. I felt something in my knee. My knee was beginning to pull, and I was trying to get grip with my sneakers, and the sneakers wouldn't do it. I said, "Oh." So this is why older people always wearing boots in the wintertime. This is exactly why. I ain't wearing no more sneakers. Guys, tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I almost wasn't here because of health reasons. Yo, I was. You know what's funny, guys?
Did you almost do a me? Did you almost slip?
That was coming. You read my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I almost did a Danny C. And broke my hip. I said, you know what? I said, as my ligaments and my knee was pulling, I says, Lord, if I get out of this, I'm going home. I'm putting these sneakers away and I'm giving some damn boots. I said, Lord, if you just save me one last time, but this year, I can't get out of this. I can't sue no one but myself. I can't be mad at no one but myself. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, you got the look on my face.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. I was scared. I ain't been that scared in a long time. When my knee began to pull, and I said, well, why ain't I catching? I'm like, why? Man, listen, no more of that. I walk softly too. Tell if it's ice or something, I ain't going.
Yeah.
I ain't going. Hey, I got scared, guys. I almost tore my damn ACL messing around out there, man. Just trying to go to job. God, I tell you guys, woo! No good. Not trying to be like Danny C. Show.
Hey!
Going to see a chiropractor every 3 days.
Oh.
So, how's your pelvis?
Pelvis is good. My back and my neck are doing a lot better now. I've had a couple of visits with good old Phoebe. Good old Phoebe. Yeah, she clicked my neck today, and that feels a lot. My left side clicked today, my right side wouldn't. But, like, I always react to it the same way. I was, like, jump. Like, ooh, that was new.
You're scared. Yeah, you're scared.
It's like a jump because I'm not used to the sound and whatnot. And, it's definitely making a difference. Like, I've been able to play VR games standing up without having a pain. having a pain in my back.
You're still playing. You're still playing VR games?
Oh, yeah.
I'm never getting into that yet. You're a young man. I ain't getting into that.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm not any good at it. I'm like getting all right at it. But
bro, I ain't paying for none of that stuff. I'll be damned.
I'm not paying the £500 price tag the PlayStation one, mind. It's not that for a giraffe.
But you know what though? People are gonna buy it. I'm pretty sure it's sold out.
Yeah, it's done like decent numbers from what we've seen.
Just because it's PlayStation 2.
Yeah,
like it could be terrible. It's PlayStation. Yeah. Like oh my god, like it has the PS sign on it.
Yeah, just having that PlayStation logo in it.
Yeah, it's just like Apple.
Yeah. Yeah, my Christmas and New Year's was good. We had family up for Christmas and New Year's, and it was good. I had my 2 days off over Christmas, which was really nice. I'm currently on a week-long vacation from work.
Okay, me and you are on the same week-long vacation.
Yeah, I've got today, tomorrow, and then... and then I've got the weekend. Yeah, I've got the weekend off, and then back to work on Monday. But wifey is taking me out today on Saturday. She's taking me to Bristol, which is where we first had our first smooch. I made the first move, not her. She will argue it that she made the first move and I made the first move. Long story short, I made the first move. It was me. We're going back there for the day.
Bristol. I've heard England. Of that. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay, yeah. England.
Yeah, we're going to England for the day.
So England's right there.
Yeah, it's literally a train stop away.
England?
Yeah. Oh. We go from Cardiff to Bristol through the tunnel. Jobs are good.
Tunnel underwater?
I don't know.
You should look into that.
Man, I know we've been a few times.
Oh my god, man, it's terrible. So you guys met in England?
Yeah. So we were friends for 5 years before we got together. And when I split up with my ex, and it'd been like 6 months. Yeah, we went out as friends, and I made the first move, not her. Okay. Right in front of a fountain as well, and made it proper cute.
Okay.
Made the first move in front of a fountain, and she didn't hold back. So yeah.
Okay. And then a couple kids later.
Yeah. Here we are. Now we've been together for 16 years, married for 12.
Okay.
Long time.
16 years married for 12. Okay.
Yeah, but she's worth it. She's a pain in my butt, worth it.
She's cool.
Yeah.
Very very sassy. Extremely sassy.
Oh, she loves the sassy.
Yeah.
That's why she is a teaching assistant.
Yeah, yeah. Always a savage mode. Always, always a savage mode. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good man. Good to hear, man. Everyone's in good health.
Shall we jump into topic one? Are you ready for this?
I'm always ready. I woke up ready this morning.
So
no, I'm just serious.
We had this one. We were obviously talking about this earlier on when you asked me to explain it because you weren't sure how it worked. Twitch is making changes to sub revenue. So if you, every time you're in a sub, if it's a tier one sub, it counts as 1 point. If you get a tier two, it's 2 points. And if you're in a tier three, it's worth 6 points. All of them points add up across the month. If you get 100 points in, I think it's across 3 months, I believe. You then move on to a 60 to 40 split. So you take 60%. Twitch take 40%. That's if you get 100 points over 3 months.
Okay.
But this isn't just for partners.
It's for affiliates
as well. So say now I was still streaming full time and I was getting 150 points a month. That would give me a 60-40 split. So Twitch are doing it to compete with the likes of Kick. It's not the same amount, but it's still change. The other option is if you want a 70-30 split, so you earn even more, you need to have 350 points. But the only thing that doesn't count is gifted subs. So if I went into your stream and gifted 150 subs, that wouldn't be 150 points because they don't count.
Oh my God. Yeah. Ah, got a little twist.
But at the same time, at least they are adapting to change.
They have to. I mean, Twitch is still the biggest streaming service on the planet.
We've had like multiple conversations about Kick and Twitch and this, that, and the other. And like, I get...
They're not messing with Twitch.
No. I understand why people would jump at the chance of a 95-5 split. But what I don't understand is why you would do it on a platform that has no following.
What it is, so, ladies and gentlemen, to the audience, me and Danny have had the terrible experience of being on a platform that where we got big quick, but that platform is no longer around. So this is why I feel like Danny feels like that, like, you know,
yeah,
you know, you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're growing fast, but who's to say your job is going to be around in the next 1, 2, 3 years?
Like, don't get me wrong, and it's no gripe to anyone that moved over to Kick, by the way. You stream where you want to stream. It's your call. It's your streaming career, right? But I don't see why you would move to a platform where there's hardly any viewers and lots of streamers. It was the same situation with Mixer once Microsoft took over.
Mm-hmm.
There was millions of streamers, but hardly any viewers. Like, no, until they bought Ninja and Shroud over, that was the only time that Mixer grew to a point where you could stream steadily and become bigger.
No, it's funny you said millions of streamers. If there was millions of streamers back then,
yeah,
this is before COVID.
Yeah, imagine what it is now.
Now on Twitch, bro, I can say it's probably about 30 million streamers.
There's a lot. I wouldn't want to put a number on it because I know the internet will rip me a new one. But
there's gotta be this.
Yeah, there's a lot. If you go to any big category, let's take Fortnite for example. You go to Fortnite. Change the viewer thing on the right-hand side to low to high rather than high to low. You'll be scrolling for a friggin' a good 15, 20 minutes of zero viewers.
And then for the zero viewers, you'll still be scrolling.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's nuts how many streamers popped out of nowhere when Mixer was a thing when Ninja and Shroud were bought and when Microsoft took over it while it was Beam. And then you had COVID, which brought out God knows how many streamers because everyone was at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nothing personal against Kick, put it that way. I know people who have gone over to Kick and they're doing really well. Nothing against you guys. You choose where you want to stream, blah, 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 blah. It just doesn't make any sense to me why you'd go to a platform that hasn't got a big viewer base.
I mean, I was looking at Kick. No, just to be nosy, because I'm like, yeah. I was curious. I'm like, yo, what's going on over here? So they're over there giving streamers like a wage. Like, they're over there paying streamers a wage. Yeah, they're doing this
contract thing and a wage. And
yeah, I don't know about all that. That's crazy. I mean,
they've taken on some big streamers. They've contracted some big streamers, but there's only so much of that you can do before you run yourself out of money.
Yeah. Eventually, you know, like if I woke up in 2 or 3 years and heard that Kick had been bought by somebody and had been shut down, I'm like, would I be shocked? No, I wouldn't be shocked. But I mean, you know, at the end of the day, guys, as we've said in previous conversations, Twitch is where if you want to be a streamer, that's probably it. But YouTube is coming, though.
YouTube's still, like, big.
Yeah. YouTube, oh, dude. Yeah.
Like, the fact YouTube that you can link your shorts now to your videos is unreal. You post. Yeah. So if I was to post a short from this podcast today. If I clip something funny happening, like you say something funny or something daft, I clip it, post it on YouTube Shorts, and then post the podcast. I can link the podcast to that clip. So that if they're watching the clip, they're watching the YouTube short, there's a link underneath that says that it's linked to this video. And then you can watch the rest of the podcast.
How you do that?
It's in the, when you upload the short. We'll have a conversation after the podcast and I will hook you up.
I mean, I be uploading from my phone. I mean, I'm not that damn technology advanced.
We'll get you hooked up with the people with the laptop and get you sorted out.
You're bugging. Yeah, you're definitely bugging. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. I'm over here doing things as if I was a caveman. That's fine though.
Yeah.
So in summary, Twitch changes, sub revenue. It's just competition.
Yeah, they've had to do it for the competition. Like they've had to do, they've had to give themselves a chance to keep people.
I mean,
and it's not going to be called the Partner Plus program anymore. It's just going to be a Plus program.
I don't know what that even is. Say what?
So they were originally going to do it just for partners.
Hmm.
But obviously now it's open to affiliates, so it's just going to be called the Partner. The Plus program.
I mean, there's a lot of 25th of May. There's a lot of affiliates.
Yeah,
a lot, millions.
That's why the number for the minimum one, so the hundred points one,
mm-hmm.
is obviously, you know, 100 points, 100 subs. Not every affiliate is going to have 100 points.
Nah.
And points are people who actually sub to you, not gifted or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the other thing Twitch is changing, me and you had a brief conversation about this before we started recording, was that they've put in beta testing for 4K streaming. So Twitch now has an option on new graphics cards in OBS itself to stream at the highest bitrate possible and then take that bitrate and throw it around everywhere in different formats. So like you can stream to a PC. If you watch on PC, you can get a 4K view. If you watch on phone, you can get a 1280 by 720p stream. If you watch on your phone, they can do whatever your phone can handle. If you watch it on, I don't know, a friggin' tablet, they'll change it again. And it's having different versions of the same stream in different qualities. So you can watch a 4K stream on your PC and then you can go on your phone and carry on watching it in 720p or whatever it is it needs. Mm. So they're doing it to compete with Twitch. They're doing it to compete with YouTube.
Yo, it looks really good on YouTube. Like YouTube is putting money out there. YouTube,
I was watching a podcast before we started recording that was in 1440p. Like 2K, like huge. Quality is huge. But it's like, it's good to see Twitch making changes to everything as a whole. Like on Twitch, as it stands, we have Twitch stories,
mm-hmm.
featured clips. We've got the changes come to sub revenue and whatnot. Now we got 4K bitrate streaming and this, that, and the other, and being able to stream at a higher quality. It's in beta at the moment, but it'll come out of beta.
That's good.
Yeah, they're making positive changes, even if they have just laid off like a stupid amount of staff.
Make it make sense.
Yeah.
Just saying. So I get laid off and then you make changes and make things better. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying, I mean, you know, it's a bit much, but I mean, all right.
But it's all right, good. It's good for you guys that are on Twitch and everyone that streams on Twitch. It's a good thing that that they are making changes because it's only going to become bigger and better.
I mean, more and more people, ladies and gentlemen, are beginning to make a living off of streaming.
Yeah,
like you can do it. Like, don't ever think you cannot make a living. You just got to put in the work.
You got to put in the hours. Yeah.
You can do it, like, because what it is, ladies and gentlemen, ad revenue.
Yeah.
The ad revenue is there. Like, that's why I'm on, you know, nowadays, I mean, because of my situation, I'm on twice a day, and I'm not stupid. Like, I know that's ad revenue.
On the subject of ad revenue, it's just reminded me of something. You might have just seen my reaction when you said ad revenue.
Yes.
Did you know that there was a version of Twitch that existed before ads. Right, now hear me out. I'm going to try and explain this as quick as possible without getting dug down. Amazon, you know, there was a feature on Twitch where you could sell products from Amazon, like an affiliate type thing, right?
Okay.
Twitch implemented that before inserting ads. And that was where they were going to make their money from. But they lost so much revenue on Amazon from it that they inserted ads. So basically, the ads that you get now is because Amazon was losing revenue from people selling stuff through Twitch.
You mean like TikTok?
Kind of like TikTok. So in today's theory, it would be people selling stuff on TikTok Shop.
Bro.
Yeah.
TikTok Shop is wild.
Oh, it's nuts.
Bro, every two or three swipes, someone's selling something stupid and they look cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, yo, like some dude was selling a clock that was like an iPhone charger. I'm like, yo, bro, that's going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you're wild. That's gonna catch on fire. And they're so convincing. Like, yes, you do this. I'm like, yo, fam, yeah. Dog, the other day, bro, I actually thought about you. And I mean, I thought about myself because we both have Galaxy watches.
Yeah.
Well, yours is on the way. Yours is on the way. So I have a S6, the Galaxy Watch 6 Classic.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful damn watch. That, my God. I have a Watch 5 Pro, and then I have the 6 Classic. Beautiful watches. OMG. This lady on the TikTok shop.
Oh, no.
Was literally had a fake Samsung watch. It looks just like 6 Classic. And like she had knockoff Apple watches in the background. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, yo, you guys are wild. You're wild. I'm like, how can you even sell that with a straight face?
Yeah.
Bro, I was sitting here, I'm like, yo, this is getting out of hand. This is just getting out of hand, bro. You know, with the whole, I mean, I get it, but who's buying? And then I caught my fiance, she ordered a blender from the TikTok shop.
Oh, no. Bro,
and then they took her money and then said that they was out of stock. I'm like, what? Huh?
I shouldn't laugh.
Like, what?
I really shouldn't laugh.
TikTok Shop is worse than Temu.
Oh my God. Don't get me started with that.
Temu is terrible. Temu looks like they're gonna just take all your data. It looked like it, bro. I can feel it. Like every time, dog.
Oh,
my mother was gonna order something for my dog or for Temu. I said, don't you effing dare. Don't you freaking, bro. She had, I don't know how she did it. She had like the app open. I'm like, how do you even get this app? Like, I didn't download this for you. Bro, I swear to God, she had the Apple. I swear to God. Mind you, she has my iPhone 13 Pro Max. Good phone.
Ooh.
Dog, the phone started to get hot in my hand. I said, this is so damn bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Temu is terrible. I would never do it.
Yeah, I don't understand people who even trust Temu.
You're gonna order it and it's gonna break apart right in your hand. Yeah. Bruh, they have a fake PlayStation 5 on Temu.
Oh, I've seen that.
Bro, why GS5. I swear to God. I said, oh no.
Oof.
Like, bro, you can't even tell. I said, yo, this is so bad.
Yeah.
This is so terrible. I'm like, you guys need help. You guys need help out here. You guys need help. This is illegal. Guys, with the ad revenue, guys, I mean, listen, just God knows, man. Just God knows. I couldn't do it. Cause I'm scamming people.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Yeah. I'm really just scamming people. Yeah, it's bad. But, you know,
go on.
Thank God Twitch is finally coming up.
Yeah.
We spoke about this in season one.
Yeah.
About the 4K thing. Like, when are they going to get 4K? Because YouTube already has it.
Yeah.
Funny.
It's about Twitch time, Twitch. It's about damn time.
We over here talking about 8K and they're just getting 4K. Make it make sense.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to pause for 30 seconds. Back.
Here we go.
Yeah. So, topic 3.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get right into it, guys. You know, when I started this journey of, you know, being a streamer, you know, I wanted to be big and, you know, of course I was discovered by Jay Murray. Then Jay Murray is how I met Danny C Show and his wife Tinks and pretty much, you know, everyone else. Oh, sorry about that. There we go.
It was mic quiet.
Check.
I was like,
check. We good?
Yeah.
So. When I began my streaming journey, from when I even heard what streaming was, I learned about, you know, all the Call of Duty tournaments, all the Madden tournaments, how a lot of, you know, streamers and you know, players get flown out, all expenses paid and stuff like that. And it took 7 years, almost 7 years, ladies and gentlemen, I'm at this point now where my sponsor, C2 Grips, they're what I use on my controllers.
Yeah.
They hit me up on January 17th. This was one day. This was literally the morning of me getting deactivated from Lyft for the false allegation, saying that, listen, we're flying you out to Richmond, Virginia, all expense paid, Madden tournament. I said, oh my God. So now, guys, I got to get myself together. And they also want me to be a commentator on it too, which is what I want to be anyway.
Jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen,
clap it up.
This is my gateway into the world of professional gaming and commentating and, you know, just being a creator. Yeah. And no, everyone needs a big break. And I feel like this is it. Yeah.
That's really freaking cool.
And I'm going to try and hold out, you know, this is what made me stream. You know, I woke up. I said, you know what, man, I'm going to start streaming twice a day. Why, guys? I get, you know, Danny was telling me earlier, you know, just don't burn out.
Yeah.
I have a mission. I got a goal. I got to get good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to take that trip. Yo, all expense paid. I get my own hotel. Ladies and gentlemen, all dreams can come true. Just got put into work. Like, is what's literally happening is I'm being paid. Someone's paying me to go play video games.
Yeah.
Just because that's what's going on. And this is what I've been hearing about since I got into this Twitch world. I've always wanted to be considered a, you know, professional gamer. And I think this year going to a tournament, you know, qualifies me to, you know, eventually call myself, you know, a pro gamer.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's, you know, when I heard about it, guys, I had to pull over. I had to pull over. It's called, so the event is called, GalaxyCon.
Ooh.
And GalaxyCon. Yeah. You could even look that up. GalaxyCon from March 15th to the 17th. It's like say Samsung, hey, Galaxy.
Show me GalaxyCon in the US.
Here are the top search results.
Oh,
March 15th to the 17th, and the Madden tournament is going to be on a Sunday. But they're going to have like a Call of Duty tournament. They're going to have you know they're going to have a bunch of stuff. Like there's going to be pro Call of Duty players there.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so cool, man. You know,
that's freaking cool.
Yeah, I was tempted to, you know, fire up the old Call of Duty.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do that. I said I thought about it for 2 seconds. I said, no. I'm right. Don't be dumb. No, don't be dumb. No. Stay in your lane. You keep doing what you're doing. Don't go out there and get embarrassed.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. We don't want to do that today. No. So. Guys, you know, it's just a testament where you just keep putting in the work.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, whatever you want to do, keep putting in the work, because you don't want to ever be on your deathbed one day and say, you know what? I saw something that I wanted to do and I didn't give it a shot.
Yeah. And you regret doing it.
You don't want to regret it.
You regret not doing it. Yeah.
And no, there were a lot of days where I came home, I was too tired to stream, yeah. And I said, look, get in a nap and let me show up anyway.
And that's really freaking cool.
And this is what I get you. Yeah. No matter what you're doing, if you see something you want to just listen, if you fail, it's okay.
Yeah.
You're good. But don't let it be, yo, what if I would have gave that a shot, man?
Yeah.
You can literally make regret. And mind you. Yeah, and they're paying me to go down. When I get down there, they're paying me. You know what I'm saying? Being in a tournament, I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, people get houses off of playing video games.
Yeah.
Doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Going around. All you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is just make yourself somebody.
True. Really, really true.
Once you make yourself into somebody, everything else takes care of itself.
Yeah.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, for instance, guys, though, this podcast here is on season 3.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell we get to season 3?
So, like, I read a stat the other day, and this was quite a surprising one. Most new podcasts don't make it past 5 episodes.
No, this is true. 100%.
Like, we did season 1, 12 episodes. Then we went into season 2, 24 episodes. Season 3 is another 24-episode season with all video episodes. Also, surprise, by the way, because we were going to stream this episode live as well as recording it, so you'd get a live version on YouTube Shorts. But Danny messed up and didn't apply for it straight away, and it was 24 hours.
He applied for it right before there. Yeah, he applied for it right before stream. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, so I messed up and didn't apply to stream, because you got to apply to stream on YouTube, and yeah, I messed up.
I mean, you know what's funny, guys, is that I would have thought, no, we're on season 3. I would have thought, mind you, like, this man taught me stuff, right? I would have thought that he would have had it. I listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm not a tech guy. I just show up and talk. I swear to God, guys, I did not expect that. He's like, yo, listen, man, this is season 3, episode 1. We're going live. We're going full in. Five minutes later. Oh, well. I think I made a boo boo. I'm like, what?
I made a boo boo.
Yeah. We gotta wait 24 hours. I'm like, what? The hell, boo boo is that? I'm like, you taught me not to make boo boo. Then you go make a boo boo. I'm like, goddamn. I'm like, well, there goes season. There goes the live stream. I was already no. This is how it started, guys. He's like, yo. Are you ready to live stream? I'm like, I live stream before living. Like, why wouldn't I be ready? I have more problems recording than live stream. So I'm all ready. I'm all geeked up. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, yeah, totally, dude. All of a sudden, nope. So yeah, you guys are gonna have to wait till episode 2 for this. Mind you, guys.
Yeah, I made a boo-boo.
Yeah, the worst part is, guys, is that I think he tweeted it out before it happened, too.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't. I didn't delete it. I didn't tweet. I didn't tweet it and then delete it.
You even told me about it. Like, yeah, I want you to retweet this, man. I'm like, oh, okay. 5 minutes later. Nope.
Delete. Delete.
Backspace. This never happened.
What was Matt Hardy's thingy when he was in, what was that place? His old character was delete. His thing was delete, delete, delete.
delete. Too late. I mean, we already talked. I mean, listen, guys, you know, it happens, guys. You know, you just goof up sometimes.
Even the great It's the Danny C Show can make a fucking mistake, all right? Fuck off.
Damn sure it did. I remember, the thing is, guys, I didn't ask because I figured he had it under control. I said, oh, I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to bother. You know, this guy's got it. You know, he's the one giving me directions. Nope. Not today, guys. Not today. We're all beat up today.
Oh,
yeah. One of those days, guys. One of those days. It's fine, though.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good. We're past it. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, D-Nice84 is going to a Madden tournament. All expenses paid, guys.
Let's go.
We're out here. I'm proud of you, bro. Yeah, we're out here. Guys, I said this year, ladies and gentlemen, I want keys to a house.
Yeah.
From apartment to house. I don't. Mm-mm.
Oh, man. I'm so freaking happy for you.
It's about time, man.
I remember the first thing I read on your profile when Jay Murray sent me your Twitch link. and said, I want to play Madden full time as a professional.
Yeah. And here we are. It. That was 6 years ago.
I want to get partnered. The exact line was, I want to get partnered playing Madden professionally.
Yeah.
That was the exact line. And boom, look where you are now.
Ladies and gentlemen, just
go into your first tournament, doing your first commentary.
Yo, and I don't have to spend a dollar.
Yeah.
You're paying me. I said, shh, you paying me? Woo. I said, so all I got to do is just stay alive and show up? Hell yeah. And then what happens is, guys, you go to these events, yeah. you know, and you play in these tournaments, you meet other people. You might, you meet other sponsors. You build relationships. And oh, my God. Dude, they said there's going to be like 40,000 people there. Like, I'm like, what?
Wow.
What? Yeah. I'm getting around, buddy. Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to sit home and play Madden all day. I don't care. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Yeah,
man.
That's things really good, freaking man. Cool. Really so, freaking cool.
So going into our topic number four, I was saying at the thing, there's going to be a Call of Duty tournament. So yeah, God, they're going to be over there playing that broke game still
for a living. So topic four is obviously the current state of Call of Duty.
Which is what?
Yeah, the current state of Call of Duty. And it's so broke, it's unreal.
We're talking about Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah, so Warzone. So the BR mode. They give us a Season 1 reloaded update, right? It's like 20-odd gig. You download it. You let it do its thing. You let it do its shaders, whatever it needs to do. Away you go, play a game. No. Call of Duty had other things in mind. They went, I know. Let's break the damn thing so that when you load the game up, you click on Battle Royale, it goes, not today, Sonny Jim. Restart your game. For 48 hours straight.
Huh?
Yeah, so they broke the game where it wouldn't actually let you play Warzone.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to speak on this.
And it's still broke, by the way. It's still broke. So it lets you in the game now, but there's a portion of the map that just floats. I kid you not. You run across the grass and you just see a building in the sky. They still haven't fixed it.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to things like these, guys, these developers really have to do better and take these games seriously because, you know, from what I'm learning, and I'm involved in it, you know, some of us play this game for a living.
Yeah.
Like, say, if I go on Madden, I'm on Madden in the morning. So I say, all right, bet, I'm going to come up here. I'm going to make X amount of dollars. I come up here, the damn game is broken.
Yeah.
So now what am I doing now? Especially, and that's just Madden. Call of Duty, people legit make a living. I've seen it done.
Playing tournaments and stuff like that and everything, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in a tournament and the game you're playing is broke, mm-hmm. I've had it with Madden.
Yeah.
This is why I play for money, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't play for that much because the game is broken. You cannot depend on these games nowadays.
No.
Even Call of Duty.
No.
These big name games.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Do not do it. You're gonna be upset. You're gonna be air punching loaded. I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, like, it's stupid now that the fact that they don't test these things or like test them all the way through. Because for 48 hours you couldn't even play the game for most people.
Bro, 48 hours, if you're a professional player, it's a lifetime. Yeah. Either A, you want to, you know, practice up. Yeah. B, you might have a tournament. You know, you might even play for fun. You know, link up with your people. This is the only time you got. You know what I mean? And like, all right, I'm off today. I'm going to sit home. It's snowing outside. Weather's bad. It's cold outside. I'm going to sit home. I'm going to play Warzone. Goes on. Done.
Now what are you going to do?
And I have to mind you, with these games, like, even if you don't, even if the game is free, you're still paying for something.
Yeah, like, oh, I bought a ducky skin.
What? Oh, you already getting too much money now. I'm over here struggling. I'm over here can't even eat. This man over here buying skins. Nah, man, screw this. This is wild. I'm over here losing weight.
I actually bought a duck skin.
A duck skin?
Literally a character dressed as a duck.
No, I be seeing that too. I be seeing clips or whatever. People out here with like weird guns.
Yeah.
That are very powerful, but they just look weird. And it's dressed up crazy. I'm like, yo, what? I'm like, you have to pay for that. That is not a that's not normal.
No, it's the duck skin. I had to buy it. I bought the ducky skin when it was on Black Ops. I was quite gutted in a way because of they gave us a sticker, a calling card, two gun prints, and the actual character. There was no gun camo for it with ducks on, which is what I really wanted.
So you was gonna buy that too?
Yeah, well, it would have come with the package.
Oh, damn! You're killing me. Mind you, you know the game could break at any moment.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And you're still doing it.
Stupid thing.
Guys, gaming, ladies and gentlemen, yo, that's a whole thing, man.
Yeah.
Gaming is like woman's makeup. You know, it could be bad for you. It could be toxic.
Yeah.
But we're going to buy it anyway. We don't care.
Oh, talking of breaking things.
Oh, no.
So... people that do Call of Duty tournaments,
okay,
are switching from PC,
okay,
to console,
okay,
to stop cheaters. There's another reason they're changing to console as well. The Cronus Zen, which is a device that you plug your controller into, that allows you to cheat in games. Has been banned on the Xbox and the PlayStation.
The what?
So there's a thing called the Cronus Zen. You plug her into your console, and then you plug your controller into the Cronus Zen.
Wait a minute, whoa. Okay, back up. So you plug the Cronus Zen by wire, probably, I'm sure. Yeah,
by wire, into the console with a USB port. Then you plug your controller into that Cronus Zen, and it gives you cheats for your game.
Gives you cheats?
Yeah. It gives you like zero. So when you know when you're fighting, like, I'm going to rip D and you in a sec. You're going to have to bear with me. When you fire a gun on Call of Duty and it goes, pew, 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 and you feel it going all the way up in the sky because you can't control the recoil.
Yeah.
With this Cronus Zen, it doesn't move. You get no recoil. Even you could get kills on Call of Duty with a Cronus Zen.
Okay, what was that? What was that thing called again? Can you spell that out? I want to.
It's no good now. It's been banned.
Well, D984 goes on Amazon. Cronus Zen. Cronus, okay, he spelled it right here in the topics. I'm not saying I'm looking it up. I'm not saying I'm trying to be good. Cronus. Oh, it came up.
Yeah.
Did you look at that?
But the latest PS5 firmware, which was released today.
Oh my God. They actually banned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm looking at it right now, bro. This is wild.
Yeah.
An emulator. They call it an emulator.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this is what you're doing now. Emulator.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
3K bought in the past month. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Cheating bastards. Get out of here, guys. I know you guys be doing it too. I know people are so listening to this right now.
There's cheats on there for everything. For Call of Duty, Battlefield, you name it. The frigging lots on there. I wouldn't be surprised if there was cheats on there for Madden.
I wouldn't be shocked either. I mean, Madden is pretty hard to cheat. But I've been like, this is why.
You ever see a guy throw a ball like stupid amount of yards and he catches it without you even having a chance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Zen, baby. Zen.
Probably. Yo, this thing looks crazy. So this thing, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like a game genie.
Yeah, it's like a little portal. It's like a little block that sits on you. Yeah. But it's officially banned on PS5. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
Oh, that's what that update was. I think it was yesterday morning, I think.
Yeah, that update is banned. So literally, if you plug in the Chrono Zen into a PS5 now, it won't work. It just won't.
So
won't do anything.
So I mean, I'm assuming Xbox already caught on.
Yeah, Xbox are on the same plan as PlayStation. They're removing them unofficial controllers.
Unofficial controllers?
Yeah.
Yo, guys, that's wild.
Yeah.
People really out here cheat. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, because people suck. People are always looking for a competitive advantage in a very, very unfair way, and it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, guys. It's really, you guys should be ashamed. For those out here that's doing it, yo, y'all gotta do better.
Yeah.
Gotta do better, man. Like, how do you even sleep at night?
I've never cheated on a modern Call of Duty game.
And as he looks around like modern, like, maybe in the past.
Maybe in the past. Maybe I've been in one of them weird lobbies. Maybe I've been in one of them weird lobbies where you prestige on Modern Warfare 2 after shooting someone.
Not on purpose either. You just told on yourself, but it's fine. We're good.
I'll tell you the story real quick. I looked up Modern Warfare 2 on the PS3. Okay. Yeah, PS3.
Went into a lobby,
shot a guy, and it went level 55 or level 70 or whatever it was. You can now prestige.
I wish that was me, man. Oh my damn. God. What? Let that be me. I would be like, woo.
So I backed out. I prestiged. And I went back in.
Hey.
And I did it again, man. And again and again and again and again.
I'm not mad at you.
That's the only time I cheated and not on purpose. It was accidental. I didn't even realize where I was in.
If that could happen to me, to just make me look good, I'd be like, why? What? That clip is going everywhere. Everywhere, yeah. from level 4 to like prestige, my
max prestige was you literally go in and out of the lobbies. If you didn't end up in a prestige lobby, you were very, very unlucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, that's cool right there. Yeah. Well, not cool. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like I'm not endorsing people, cheating.
The fact that people were like doing it for nothing was just funny as hell.
Guys, it's like, listen, man. But then again, you get caught cheating in a tournament, which is very, very likely.
Oh, that's happened a lot lately.
You're gonna get. I think. Who are the people? Treyarch or
Treyarch War? Activision.
They're gonna ban you from the game. Like in Madden, they ban you.
Yeah.
They ban you. Like you have to get a whole new console.
I tell you, one of the funniest things that's been going around lately. People have been without realizing it, admitting to cheating on Twitter.
Stupid.
So they're posting clips of like, oh, that they're falling out of the sky and then they can't pull their parachute on Warzone. That's one of the things the anti-cheat does. So if you go to pull your parachute, it doesn't work and you just fall to the ground and splat. And they're like, are they posting clips of it on Twitter and like, oh, my game's broke. They won't let me pull my parachute, not realizing it's an anti-cheat mechanism. there was a guy that posted a video of him jumping off a little box and went splat. That's another anti-cheat mechanism.
So he was cheating.
Yeah.
And then the anti-cheat kicked in.
Yeah.
And he died because he was cheating.
Yeah. Or there was a guy that posted a screenshot of his score with like a 45 kill game or something like that. And then in the background, you could see the yellow boxes of the people that were still alive. It's like, bro, what are you doing? Literally exposing yourself.
Yeah, well, people were still alive. What do you mean?
So like he was showing his kills that he was on like a 45 kill game. And because obviously he screenshotted, there's still people around in the background. You could see the yellow boxes around the person that was near him. So he had wall hacks.
You had wall hacks?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He got banned.
I think so.
Yo, people are so stupid.
Yeah.
Damn, bruh. You cheat because you want to look good? Like what?
Yeah. Nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Makes no sense.
So, yeah, so that's going to be a big thing this year is obviously people turned up in tournaments and seeing how they do without a Zen. And
yeah, word. That real skill comes out then. You suck.
Yeah.
Good.
Talking of looking forward, are we going to do the big one? We're going to do the big topic, the main topic for the podcast today.
Topic six, you ready?
Yeah, are you ready for this?
Dog, when you wrote it to me,
yeah,
and you sent me the screenshot, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So guys, our topic six, of the last topic of the podcast, is that WWE is moving to Netflix in January 2025, and they're shutting down WWE Network, which I think is on
the Peacock, end of probably. The year. Yeah, so it'll happen like the 31st of December or something like that.
That is wild,
bro. I will Tinks pays for our Netflix. I pay for Disney Plus because we got kids. You know, we need Disney Plus.
Yeah, true. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'll say this, guys. Netflix is expensive as hell.
Yeah.
Right? It's expensive as hell. But for some reason, the way Netflix has so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's become a necessity in every household.
They are putting everything on there.
They're not. They're putting stuff from HBO up there. They got anime up there. Now these people are about to have wrestling.
Yeah.
They're going to put the whole library.
Of catalog. Bruh. Yeah, they're going to hold the whole catalog up there.
WCW is up there. It's going to be up there.
Oh, yeah.
Peacock. And so every pay-per-view is going to be on Netflix, probably.
I believe Peacock will handle it in the US. Netflix will handle it in the UK. I don't know how that's going to work with live streaming, though. Or if it'll stay on BT Sport for live events.
So Monday Night Raw will be on Netflix.
Everything will be on Netflix. I think SmackDown is still staying on. Is it Fox in the US?
Yeah. Fox.
Need to find out what's happening with them as well. But huge, man,
And I know Netflix is probably going to raise some prices.
And I hope they don't raise it too much, though.
They are.
It cost them $5 billion.
They are, and you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just having, like, WCW Halloween Havoc 1995 on your Netflix is going to be freaking amazing.
Bruh.
I get to watch the whole Goldberg streak again.
Oh, I mean, that's on Peacock now, I think.
Doof. 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 That was my impression of his entrance.
Those guys back then, they look so young now. I mean, to be honest, a lot of them are gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Goldberg still looks the same, though.
Oh, he's showing his age.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's getting on a bit now. You know who's having their last retirement match coming up soon?
Not Ric Flair.
No, it's Ric Flair's retired already. He's had his last match. He's done. Ric Flair's boat.
Whoa.
Someone in Ric Flair's boat.
Not Hogan.
No, Hogan's gone donkey years ago.
I mean, he's in Ric Flair's boat, though.
Yeah, think WCW. When you think of WCW, think of an icon.
Not Kevin Nash.
Nope. Have a thing.
WCW icon.
The biggest icon. Used to run across a ring and do a certain people. That was a very bad impression, by the way. I'm so sorry.
Terrible. I'm like, what? I'm like, doing that. I'm like, what?
Run across the room. Run across the room. Run across the ring into the turnbuckle and used to jump on them.
Not Sting.
Yeah. Sting.
Sting?
Sting is having his last match.
When?
AEW. I've forgotten the name of the event because I don't follow it. But it's coming up.
Bro,
he's having his retirement match on on AEW television, yeah, on pay-per-view.
When?
I think it's coming up soon. I think it's just around the corner.
Dude, Sting has got to be damn near 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, about.
Yeah. But what a career, though.
I mean, bro, like, I remember when he started. Matter of fact, no, not even. I'm lying. When I started watching WCW, he was already Sting.
Yeah. Do you remember the different faces of Sting, though? You had.
He used to have all the paint.
Yeah, you had the white paint, the red paint, the Joker Sting. Yeah.
I mean, this is why I don't know how old he is. I can't tell his age.
I can't think about how old he is.
Because he always has a painted face. So I would know.
I remember him arriving on WWE television at I think it was Survivor Series. It was Seth against someone, and if the Authority won, so and so was fired. I can't remember the exact storyline, but Triple H was the ref. He went to do the three count, and as he got to two, Stinger's music played. I was just like, whoa, Sting on WWE, blah, 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 blah. I was like, whoa, that's like nuts. And then he came out, did the move, the Stinger splash.
Oh, the Stinger splash and then the Scorpion Deathlock.
Yeah.
Oh, Scorpion Deathlock.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Scorpion Deathlock, man.
Nuts, isn't it? Oh, man. on the subject of Hulk Hogan, there is a stinking rumor, and I say this in the nicest way possible. There is a stinking rumor that he is going to turn up at the Royal Rumble in 2 days.
And do what?
Turn up at the Royal Rumble match.
And do what?
Fall and back over the ropes.
Yeah, what's he going to do? No, let me tell you something, bro. People can't stay away from what they've done their whole life.
No.
Hogan know damn well he got money. He does not need to be doing that.
There's a stinking rumor that he's gonna be in the Royal Rumble match.
In it.
Yeah, he's gonna be in the Royal Rumble match.
And fight somebody?
And like actually be in the ring and fight. If Hulk Hogan's music goes off in that Royal Rumble match, I swear to dear God,
People are going to pass away. Yeah, people like, God, take me. Take me out of here. Yo, Hogan?
Yep. Hogan in the Royal Rumble. If that happens, I swear to God, I'm deleting. I'm deleting my WWE app.
Bro, you know, man, not for nothing, man. Rest in peace. I know Scott Hall is gone.
Yeah.
But, man, if he were to turn up and they play the Razor Ramon music,
yeah,
he just come out, just dun. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God, bro. You talking about the house coming down?
Yeah, with man, the house with would a come stick, down. With a stick in his mouth.
To your toothpick?
Yeah, that's
oh
it.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Done.
Yeah.
Done. Or, you know, NWO would just show up. They're old, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
Memories, man. You make me want to go jump on Peacock right now and just watch it. Yo, bruh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Danny, those were the days, man. That was good.
That was classic wrestling, like proper.
I know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I want to apologize, guys. You know, when we get into talking about the wrestling, man. It's just wrestling now. It's just not the same. These people cannot act to save their lives. Back then, it was believable. When you thought that this man didn't like this other guy here, yo, they made it believable. Even though they were in the back, you know, having drinks.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, doing stuff. You know, when out there in the ring, they were it was problems. It was on site.
Yeah.
It was on site, man. Nowadays it's just like so just, just no, man. Like, they don't even sell stuff well.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, every time I try to watch it, I'm just like.
Yeah.
Just give me WCW Nitro back in one more for one more night.
Like just a throwback night. WCW.
Yeah. Just give me some WCW. Yeah. Give me some Eric Bischoff.
Black
leather jacket. Give me some Ultimo Dragon. Give me some Dean Malenko. Yeah, man. Yeah. Give me, you know. No, give me some cruiserweight division.
Whatever Chavo happened Guerrero. To that?
They disappeared when WWE bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked. True. It sucked.
Well, they had the cruiserweight division for a little while, didn't they? And then they changed it to the light heavyweight friggin' division or whatever it's called.
I remember when WCW came out with the cruiserweight division, bro. Yo, those little Mexican dudes were flying all around the place. Everyone had a mask on. You ain't see no one's face. All you see was just feet in the air.
Yeah.
Everything. Dropkick. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
619 man the ropes. Whoop-ah!
Yep. Yep. Uh-huh.
I do have a question for you. And I'm going to clip it and I'm going to put the vertical thing on YouTube Shorts, right? So I have a question. Out of all the title belts, there ever has been, AEW, WWE, WWF, WCW, NWA, out of all of the championship belts, which one is do you think is the best one?
The WCW one. That was a big goddamn
belt.
The
big gold one?
That was a big goddamn belt. That WCW belt, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. If you were a smaller guy, that belt covered everything.
Yep. That was the only championship belt that I actually ever wanted and couldn't get.
It covered your whole body.
Yeah. So, like that to was you guys, to you guys on YouTube Shorts, in the comments, which title belt did you want as a kid or as an adult even now?
Let me tell you something. That belt was so big. The belt was so big. Hulk Hogan was able to spray NWO on the belt and still have room.
Yeah.
I said, look at this. I'm like, that's a big goddamn belt.
Yeah.
And it looked heavy.
Big belt. Yo, friggin', I bet it was huge.
Bro, I had to lift weights just to lift it up. I had to be in shape for this. This is a belt. I'm like, do I really want to win the belt? Because like, I have to carry it around. Like,
can you imagine like carrying that thing? Woo!
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. I know it's big, but it's so cool. Walking around with
it. I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did with the WWE version, but it just wasn't the same.
It sucked.
Yeah.
No, the WWE belt, the WWF back in the day, looked like a mini belt compared to WCW belt.
Like, you win the big gold belt. You know you won the big one. It, like, oh my God.
Like, with WWF back in the day, I would have to look on the belt to see Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
Versus the World Championship. Like, I would have to read the title on it because there'd be no difference. It's literally the same size. But WCW, you knew what was the big junior belt.
Yeah.
Versus the heavyweight.
Yeah.
Like, that's when WCW, they called that a heavyweight belt.
Yeah. World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes. Yes, and then there was the other belts, which was smaller. It looked smaller around your waist.
Yeah, like you had the U.S. title, the tag team championships.
U.S.
Wasn't there US a TV title as well? I can't remember what.
The television title, yes.
That's the one. That's the one.
Who always had that one? Someone always had that one. Was it? It wasn't Lex Luger. I forgot who had it. Was it Dean Malenko? Could have been Chris Benoit.
Oof.
But that was cool. I'm like, TV title. I'm like, yo, that's an interesting name.
AEW have taken something like that. They've got a TV title, I think. It might have been an AEW or TNA.
Yeah, but we know where it came from. We know where it came from. It came from WCW.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's, oh my God, just going back and thinking WCW. Like.
Yeah, man. That was good stuff.
Yeah. That's memories right there.
Yeah, man, that was the best, you know, 2-3 year run that I ever had watching wrestling.
Yeah,
with WCW,
and then Palmer Beach, the last episode of Nitro when Shane McMahon turns up.
Bro, they were fighting outside.
Yeah,
Like, dudes were fighting outside. I'm like, yo, these guys are really outside right now. Like, I think they were either in North Carolina or in Florida somewhere.
Yeah.
They were outside. I'm like, yo, these guys
Florida,
are
Florida, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah, in the mall type area, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Shane McMahon turns up and announces that he's the owner of WCW.
Yo, Shane McMahon showing his age now.
Oof. Yeah.
I saw him. I was like, what the hell? Who the hell is that? I had to read his name. I said, that's Shane? Like, what the hell? Like, bro, you're rich. What are you doing?
Oh,
you're rich. Take care of yourself, man. Come on, Shane.
Steph still looks good for age.
Hell yeah. Damn right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. God, yes.
Nod of appreciation for Steph McMahon. Oh, my word.
Yeah. Oof. She looks good. Yeah. She looks good. So, yeah. Triple H's got
She stepped away. She stepped away from wrestling.
She had to, bro. Like, bro, you're there all the time.
Yeah. So,
right, come on.
Before we end season 3, episode 1, any surprise entrances for the Rumble this weekend? Is there anyone you would like to see turn up? Women? So you get the Women's Royal Rumble and the Men's Royal Rumble. Who would you like to see turn up in the Women's? Who would you like to turn up in the Men's? Not necessarily to win it, just turn up. Just to have that nostalgic feeling run through your veins when you hear their music go off.
I mean, because I don't really watch wrestling anymore. You know, the women, I mean, to me, you know, when it came to women's wrestling, China was always it. China, yeah. Tori Wilson. We know what happened there.
Yeah.
So that's not gonna happen. The Rock's daughter is doing well.
She's been made the general manager of NXT. The youngest ever general manager of NXT.
Of course, her father's The Rock. You better make me something. How dare you?
Yeah.
Of course. You know? Yeah.
So, women's Rumble, who would you like to see turn up? Who would be your, like, do you want me to do mine first? Give you an idea. So, I'll see CM Punk's back in WWE. I would love to hear AJ Lee's music go off for the Women's Royal Rumble. Not necessarily to win it, just to turn up in it.
Bruh, number one, I don't even know who that even is. Okay, everyone. So you're over there talking about CM Punk. That's not nostalgic.
Yeah.
Okay. When we're talking nostalgic,
it's his
bruh,
missus.
Huh?
It's his missus, AJ Lee, yeah.
I had no idea. I didn't even know that. I swear to God. I mean, you want to talk about nostalgic for me is the turn about the Rumble.
Yeah.
Flair. That music.
Woo!
That music. Yeah, that music.
Yeah.
Done. Or him or...
He's definitely not turning up in the Rumble. He signed the contract with AEW.
He did?
Yeah. Apparently he signed the contract with AEW.
Bruh. That man, that's my favorite guy, man. Flair, that's my favorite guy.
Have the sippy cup with Flair on?
Like, of course.
Yeah.
I have I have an NWO sippy cup.
Yeah.
Then I have a Macho Man. No, not Macho. I have a Flair, and then I have an Undertaker.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So men's Rumble, you're going with Flair.
I wish.
What about women's? Who would you like to see?
I don't know.
Come back. Is there anyone? I do have an alternative answer to AJ Lee. She was known on WCW as Miss Hancock, aka Stacy Keibler.
Oh, yeah. She shows up as it's over. But I don't know. I mean, is she the same?
Oh, she's still the same.
Okay.
She's still got them legs.
Yeah. She was mean with it. But that was also 20 years ago, too.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but I mean, it would be nice, though.
Yeah, just a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah. Yeah, would be nice. Yeah, would be nice. It's a shame, man, that, you know, WCW was legit 30 years ago.
That's nuts, isn't it? Yeah, when was the last episode of... When was the last episode of Nitro? 2001? 2000. I want to say 2000.
I would think, yeah, 2000. Yeah, that was 24 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, man, I feel old. Buddy.
Yeah, buddy. And I remember I was watching it too, man. I made sure not to miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was still in grade school. Yeah,
that's
man.
Mad.
Good stuff, man. You make me wanna.
I know. I might have to do it. Some WCW.
Yeah, man. I might have to do it, man. I don't want to do it. I might have to turn up a little bit. Yeah, man. It's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice,
getting a bit of nostalgia flowing. Oh, man. I want to watch WCW Nitro.
No, it makes me want to go and buy WWE, 2023, 2024?
Yeah. Oh, have you seen who's on the cover for that?
Doesn't matter. I mean, I suck. I know I suck, too, so I'm fine.
Cody Rhodes is on the front cover of the 2K24 video game. And on the women's one on the women's side of it, it's Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Oh. Becky Lynch, the two of them on the front page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Cody Rhodes, he is a bit of a throwback because obviously his father, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Take a bow.
And then I grew up watching his other son, Goldust.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a, Goldust is in his 50s.
Yeah, he's on AEW television as well. Well, he's on AEW.
Yeah, bro. But, bro, Goldust, bro? Yeah. When him and Razor Ramon were getting together? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When he used to make me laugh when he used to do it. He used to, like, sneak up behind people and then do it and make them jump.
Yeah. Yeah,
proper
bro.
Mind you,
dude is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he did it once. He did it once dressed up as The Rock. He had like the glasses on. He had like a rock wig on.
Oh, my God.
And he walked up behind The Rock and did it. And I remember seeing it. I absolutely wet myself laughing.
Bro, that was good stuff, man.
Yeah.
You don't see that no more.
No.
Nah. No. Shame. You don't see it no more, man. You're not going to see it anymore. Legends, man.
Yeah, legends.
Legends. We can go on all day, guys. But
yeah, we could.
Guys, we got to wrap it up. But
yeah.
Tune in to episode 2 for more of this, man. Oh,
We have to do a throwback. A wrestling throwback.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful episode, man. Season 3, episode 1. Glad to be back. We're back like we never left.
Yeah.
A lot of changes have gone on in, both our lives, but, we're getting through it, guys.
Yeah. For better or for worse.
For better or for worse, guys. We're always going to make an effort, guys, to show up, man. It's good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Season 3 and going.
Yeah. Season 3, 24 episodes. All video episodes, baby. All video episodes. So you get to see reactions like when I say that D sucks at Call of Duty. You get to see his reaction and go, oh.
Oh, when I see I'm going to be ordering that little Zen joint. Yeah. Oh, let's go. It's going to order, baby. Amazon, baby. Holla at me. What's up? Amazon, holla at me, baby. Yeah, guys. So it's been a absolute pleasure, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah, there's a really good episode. Until next time, though, don't forget. Oh, while I remember, before we finish up, we have a WhatsApp channel. I've been told that people in the US don't use WhatsApp, apparently.
We do. I do.
I don't know. I posted it in a podcast group the other day, and they were like, no one in the US uses WhatsApp. I'm like, okay.
BS. All right.
So we have a WhatsApp channel. Discord channel is now live. It's on the Linktree link. We have a separate channel for the podcast. It's on the Linktree link. Merch is now available.
Ooh.
Yeah, merch is available. US and UK. Two different stores to make sure you don't pay stupid shipping fees.
Okay.
Or stupid amount of shipping fees. Both stores are up and running. You can order merch right after this episode.
That's cool.
And we're still on every platform imaginable.
Yes.
We're on them all. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're on Google. Google's going, by the way. Did you know that? Google Podcast is going.
What do you mean going?
It's going sleepy buys.
Are you serious?
They're killing it off, yeah. They're going to swap it for YouTube Music. So podcasts go straight up there, which we're already on. We beat them to it.
We're good. We're good.
Because I'm the best around.
Which is why we didn't go live today. All right,
All right.
Just hold on to it. Okay.
Yeah. yeah, we're on everything, every platform you can imagine. We're still on the two Indian podcast sites as well. We're on Jive, I can't pronounce them. Yeah, we're still on them too. Every link is available on our Linktree link. linktr.ee/the D&D show.
Okay.
Check it out. Every link is on there that you need to do with the podcast. And yeah. Yeah. That's a job well done.
Another successful episode. I love it.
Yes. Right. Who are these people going to share the podcast with, D? Where we send them?
They're, you know, family members, cousins, sisters, aunts, uncles, co-workers, of course.
Oh,
people on the train.
Yeah.
You're an Uber Lyft driver. No false allegations. No false advertisement now, guys. All right. Let's not do that. God forbid. You know, we want to lie about where to find us at. Yeah. God forbid. Yes.
Shared it with your Uber driver. I actually share the podcast with every Uber driver that I've gotten a lift home from work with.
As you should.
I'd be like,
as you should, man.
My opening line for it is, how long have you been doing Uber? And then they tell me, and I go, oh, my podcast partner in the States does Uber. And they go, oh, you do a podcast? Yeah, on gaming and streaming, blah, 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 blah. Bang, there's a link. Get them listening to an episode. Booyah!
There we go, baby.
Yeah,
get it, so baby.
Shared it with people who DM you on Snapchat and WhatsApp and Discord, looking to sell you graphics. Oh, and people on...
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, my God. And Instagram. All of them. Just all of them. Just follow... Just share it with everyone.
They're so disrespectful, too. Hey, you need some graphics, buddy. I'm like... I'm like, what?
I don't need graphics. Man,
you need overlays. I'm like, overlays was like 5 years ago, bro. No one does that anymore. No one does overlays anymore. I'm sorry. No.
We like the clean approach. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, I was guilty. I was doing them too. No, we're good. We just keep it simple.
It's all right. I hooked you up. It's fine. It's all good.
Yeah, we're good. I got a little spinning logo on the side. I'm good. No worries. We're good. Yeah, man.
But yeah, guys, share it with everyone. Follow us on Instagram, by the way. Follow us on Instagram. Spoiler alert, I think, I'm not sure if we mentioned it earlier. D is going to be on a new up-and-coming podcast.
Coming soon,
talking about sports.
We will be
cross-promoting the two podcasts. So if you listen to that and you've never listened here, you'll hear a promo from each.
I mean, hopefully, you know, guys, things, you know, get off the ground. Everyone's schedules can, you know, coincide.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're guaranteed to see me here. I mean, logo 100%. Is intertwined. Things go well there and I'll be, you know, splitting time. But guys, I'll still be streaming. Still Madden. Guys, we got a tournament coming. Tournament coming in March. Careful. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to promote. Good luck with that.
I'm gonna promote the podcast over there too, baby. Oh, yeah. Not playing.
You better buy merch before you go over there, you know?
Oh, plenty. Plenty.
Wear the hoodie.
Everything, of course. I'm going merched out. I mean, I'm merched out now. I mean,
listen,
I wear it around the house all day. Yeah, all day. So episode 3 will probably be after I come from the tournament. Oh, that's gonna be fun.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a big episode.
Yeah.
Episode 3.
Yeah. That'll be a big episode. Yeah, man. Yeah.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a pleasure, guys. As always, guys, I am D984, guys. The Tower of Power 2 Super Solid, guys. Sugar Spice, everything. Nice, guys. I am the people's favorite Madden streamer, guys, and that's my main man, the best world streamer on the planet, guys, the best massage on the planet, guys, the man that keeps on falling down and he can barely get up, guys. He goes to the bathroom every 16 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa. He didn't see that one coming. Call him a call.
I didn't see that one coming.
Guys, that's the main man. It's the Danny C Show,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, baby.
This was season 3, episode 1. You already know, baby. The one and only, baby. You can't clone me, baby. Whoa. Can't clone me. Got a lot of hits. Got a lot of homies, baby. Guys, woo. Take care of yourselves, man. Be safe.
Stay safe. Have a wonderful, be good.
Yes, and until next time, you guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, a wonderful rest of your month.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I'm going to see you next month.
Woo. Yep. Take it easy, guys. Later, guys.